The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
New month, new episode, no gaslighting. Mix is not here, H is here, and with my guest co-host for this episode, Katarina, Kat. A good friend of mine, 10 years yata, or what?
Yeah, 10 years. Gonna be 10 years next year. Malapit na.
We met in a very, during the, I think, the model era. Yes. Something. Then we somehow started her first vlog. Di pa nga vlog
video tawag. Vlogs.
Video vlogs ang tawag pa namin that time with Katarina on demand. But right now, a mom of two. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's really fun to get in touch with you again. That okay, lapit lang naman pala the studio here, the Asbury, of course, and then with your place. No gaslighting this episode about child discipline. Now, as a mom, how do you see child discipline in your perspective?
So this is a topic that I've never thought about until I became a mom and someone asked me about it, and I hadn't realized that it's something that I'm gonna spend a lot of time thinking about. Child discipline is pretty much how a parent decides to discipline their child.
Yeah.
When the child has outbursts, tantrums, or even on the positive side, does good things or does things that you quote-unquote approve of. To me, that's what child discipline would be.
It's a discussion of generations na din eh. For yes. Example, for me. I mean, we're what, years apart. And of course, the our parents who raised us, diba? I mean, their type of discipline is very different. But when I called you to do this episode, I mean, to go straight to the point, I just saw this one post in social media wherein they're trying to somehow, not normalize, pero glorify how they are being proud that okay it's fine to hurt a kid because that's a way of discipline. Alam mo yung usual.
Yeah.
I'm not saying sa Pinoy lang, but it's also happening anywhere. Naman. Like okay, palo, the traditional palo, di ba? That somehow you have to do that to discipline your child. Well, what's your take there?
So my kids, kasi they're still so small. Like my eldest is just a year and a half. Then I have my newborn who's a month. In a couple of weeks. It's hard to say because right now, syempre, I don't have it in me to physically discipline either of them because they're so tiny. But like, to be frank, my parents, my dad, he would spank us with the belt, quote unquote, again. Although I can't ever recall any pain, like physical pain, I know he was pretending. So he would pretend to spank us. But it was very rare, and you know, it got to the point where we even found it funny because we knew that he wasn't actually hitting us. But I think it's more of like when parents do physically discipline their children, I think that it's something to do more with the parent and their frustration with not being able to control their child. And right now, Kino, my eldest, he has this sort of like, oh no, he does have this jealousy with Clara, my baby girl.
Really?
Yeah.
As early as now?
As early as now, whenever I breastfeed her, because he's still breastfed, but whenever I breastfeed her or carry her or I take care of her, he's just like, no, mama, no, dede, mama, no. Like his whole, he like seems so betrayed. And it started out like that, and it kind of developed into where he's just like gigil, and like has these small tantrums. And ako at first, like, okay lang, but now medyo nahihirapan ako kasi I can't do the things I have to do, like, on time when I want to do them. Because I have to.
As a person, naman, no? As a normal person. Yeah.
I have to calm him down, and I need to feed her, and that's the only way she can live, right? Is if I nurse her.
Yeah,
and he doesn't get that. And I can feel myself getting frustrated. Not to the point where I want to hit him, but I, like, you know, I'm already, he's only 18 months, and sometimes, like, I really raise my voice a bit, and I, more of an authoritative voice, like, tone, where I'll tell him, like, hey, Kino, like, relax. But, like, if he didn't have this, I feel like things would run smoother. I wouldn't feel this frustration. I wouldn't speak to him at that tone. And I hadn't planned on speaking with him or speaking to him with that tone for like years, because he's still a baby pretty much.
Yeah.
And so if I were to connect that to my personal experiences, I think it's really a frustration that the parent has, that they don't know how to express. And I feel that stems from when they were kids and weren't allowed to express themselves.
Interesting.
So it, you see the cycle, it goes back. And I don't want Kino to not be able to express himself. So when he has these tantrums, I'm just like, you know what? He doesn't understand. He can just go about, our walls are soundproof anyway. And like, I can just be late. People are going to understand. I just gave birth. So right now, it's still okay. If it goes on too long, to the, you know, then that might be a bigger problem. But I just try to remind myself, let him express himself. He doesn't know what he's feeling. These are new emotions. And me, as the adult, I have to just kind of like bite my tongue.
Heat up though.
Yeah. And the constant reminder I have for myself, for my kids, is they only live once. Everything right now, like how we only live once, but everything that I do right now is going to be the foundation.
It's going to be ingrained to them.
Yeah, for their character, for who they are.
That's right.
So I don't want to slip up, or I don't even want one small, I mean, I'm not perfect, right? But I don't want an even small instance to where, okay, that's going to traumatize him or traumatize her or like affect them forever. Hmm. Again, I'm not perfect. So there are definitely times where I have made mistakes and more to come.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I can be conscious about it, I will. Would I hope I never hit him. But there was one time where he gets giggled because I was with the baby. And she was laying on his bed and we were both there. And he poked her in the eye. He was like, poked her in the eye. And then I was like, why would you do that? I was like, no, you can't poke her in the eye. I was like, how would you feel if I poked you in the eye? So I poked him in the eye. But not like really poked, right? Kind of just boom, like that. And then I could see his face. He started to frown, and then tears started to form. And I was like, can I curse? I
was
oh, fuck, what did I, in my head, like, shit, what did I do? So, you know, I'm not perfect, and I hate that I did that. Like, when I think back to that moment, I'm like, why did I do that? But it was just a time where my newborn got poked in the eye. She didn't cry. It wasn't painful. And I just couldn't get why he poked her in the eye. Does that make sense? So I ended up poking him in the eye. Yes. It's just, and I'm so
for,
30.
For him to feel it.
Yeah, which I shouldn't have done, right? But again, like my parents, when I ask them for advice and ask them, did you ever do like this to us? Because I can't recall. They say, they give me an answer, but sometimes I feel like they're lying. Sometimes I feel like they don't remember these negative moments because they don't want to remember.
And they're laughing at the back of their minds.
Yeah.
But they were telling that, okay, it's your turn now.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So I just feel that as long as you take a deep breath and step back before you do anything, you shouldn't have any regret, because that's probably when you're calmer, your parental instinct will come in, and that's when you feel you're doing the right thing in that moment. When you act off of impulse, like I did with poking him in the eye, that's when you're just like, oh shit. Like,
and then after that, diba, I mean, you will be the one to suffer then.
Yeah.
I mean, you will be locked in your room thinking, why did I do that?
And
why
the hell did I remember it? Yeah. But I will.
But
and
you
I'll
will
always
carry
be
it.
Like, no, like now thinking about it, I want to go home and hug him and just like, he won't remember at all.
Another angle that I'm looking at then, I mean, when we talk about child discipline is when we always think about it like, okay, right now, yes, we're not perfect. But for myself, I think I wouldn't do it any other way on how my parents raised me. Diba?
Yeah.
So like, okay, if I was like hit once, twice, or how many times when I was a kid, I wouldn't do it the other way. Na, kung babalik ako, gawin niyo pa din lahat. Because
I
would think that I would be a different person because of that. But that's not me trying to glorify what they did. But at the same time, come to think of it, bigla ko right now naiisip, how were they raised at the same time?
Yes.
If their generation, or let's say my parents, for example, if they did like mamalo to me when I was a kid, were they experiencing that as well? Is it like a cultural effect that, diba?
Yes.
Gets passed on? And something that we have as parents, we have to decide when to stop.
Yeah.
Like right now, talks like with circles that you get to understand how the little kid is really behaving, how they're thinking, that they don't really know. I mean, they're throwing a tantrum, they don't know.
Yeah.
They cannot even they digest it.
Yes. I even have like this theory that the physical changes they're going through and these pains that we don't remember are napapatong sa ibang feelings nila. Like, imagine they're so small and their skulls, the bone, like it's expanding. Their extremities, their bones are growing. And like, you know how we don't remember those days? I feel like we don't remember those days because we're going through so much physical changes in growth that psychologically our mind doesn't want us to remember that pain we're experiencing. This is just a theory I have because sometimes, like I was staring at him and my newborn, and obviously I gave birth to both of them. They both came out naturally, and I'm thinking, how did that, his head, it fit through my birth canal? And like, syempre, his head has grown since the day he came out. But like, that must be painful for your skull to grow that fast within just a year and a half. And like, as adults, we don't experience those physical, we experience different physical pains, but not the physical pain of our bones growing. So I feel like that plays a role in why they have these tantrums. But yeah, back to the child discipline, I totally agree.
I think it also relates to something that when you grow up, I mean, now you're at what age right now?
30.
Okay. But at the same time, younger. Like for example, I'm already 30, I'm 38, so close to 40. So when you are at that phase already, somehow you go to like, alam mo yan, you get your bones are deteriorating as well.
Not at 40,
but at the same time, you cannot do activities that you do when you're 20s before. Like, you can do it. Like, for example, I usually can play like, 3-5 games of basketball straight. But right now, just one game. It's not really just because of the stamina. But somehow, there's really like, okay, sumasakit lower back mo and all. So, somehow, the aging or the growth really hurts something. And that affects the mood of the person.
Yes, true.
So if we would relate it also to how the kids are, like what you're saying, that okay, they're growing.
That's very true. Yeah, that's so true because even like an athlete, if they're injured and they can't play their sport, their mood, they either fall into depression or get anxiety.
Exactly.
So yeah, when you're you're feeling these physical
lalo na growth spurts.
Yeah, growth. That's why they have the tantrums.
Or you have newborn pa.
Yeah, when they have the growth. Or they don't sleep. Or like they're fussy. But with the child discipline part, I completely agree with what you said. That however my parents did raise me, I wouldn't have had it any other way. Especially now that I'm a parent. Because for example, I know what I want to do for my kids and what I don't want to do. But I am so appreciative of how they raised me. I feel like they equipped me with all the right knowledge and tools and characteristics to live my life independently and and do things the way I want to do it and be fine in the end. And I feel like that's the goal. You just want your child to be able to survive on their own without you at one point, right? And like how you were saying, like it's a generation thing. Now when I go on TikTok and I see all these parenting videos, they promote gentle parenting. And I get where they're coming from when they say, like, you shouldn't raise your voice at your child, or just explain to them, you know, how they feel, and that you're with them and holding their hand through these feelings. I totally get it. But at the same time, I feel that they must have a lot of patience, because I don't have that much patience to be like, don't worry, I know you're going through a lot, and him just, or my child just keep on having that tantrum. Yes. For like out, like, you know, longer than 10 minutes. I'm like, wow, this is going on for a long time. I got to do something about it. So it's just, I feel like each parent more or less knows what to do, as long as they're in the right state of mind.
Right.
By that, I mean, like, you're not drinking, you're not on drugs. Clearly, obviously, you don't have other distractions. Like, you're just very focused on the moment and what your child is expressing.
Because you have to grow as well as a parent.
Yes, yeah.
You cannot stay, you cannot, like, okay, I gave birth right now, and how I'm parenting my kid right now is how I will parent him for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Not gonna happen, no.
It's not gonna happen. Like, for example, yeah, gentle parenting, that's good. I mean, the practices that are already shown to us on the table, di ba? It's a matter of ikaw na lang mamimili eh.
Yeah.
What practice do you want to do? But at the same time, we have to make sure, we have to also be realistic that we're not living in a perfect world. That,
yes.
That as much as we want to apply gentle parenting as well to our kids, it's not gonna work at all at the same time,
yeah,
or all the time, I would say.
Yeah, all the time.
Because it will not be also beneficial for the
child.
For the child.
Because the rest of the world isn't going to be gentle towards
exactly.
them. So one thing I follow ever since as a peace advocate from like my pageant days, there's a saying that if you don't teach your child peace, someone else will teach them violence. Right? And I sort of apply that in how I'd like to parent my children when they're older, and even as early as now. As a peace advocate, I shouldn't be violent. And I'm typically not, right? Actually, I'm really not. I'm pretty calm. But for my kids, I want to show them, or I want to educate them on peace. And
right.
I want to introduce what you call peace education to them as early as now. So if I do hit my child, that's showing them violence. And I don't
right.
want that to come from me. And I don't want it to come from anyone else. But even in martial arts. So there's a study wherein kids who take up martial arts, they're less likely to be violent when they're older. They're less likely to get into fights when they're older. Because martial arts teaches the act of discipline, and it also teaches the act of internal peace and peace with everyone around you because
right.
of the discipline that it implements, right?
Mm-mm.
So when I think about this, I think especially having like a Taekwondo background, you know, they somehow train you to understand that you're only going to fight. That's the last solution that you'll have, is to fight.
To fight.
But you want to place everything else in front, and that you can't fight to your, you cannot spar or, you know, engage in combat to your optimal ability if you're raged. It shouldn't come from a place of rage. It should come from a place of peace, of self-defense. And in a way, that's also what I want to teach my kids. So if I do end up hitting them, then I'm not teaching them that peace. I'm teaching them that, like, when you're angry, you hit.
You hit.
Yeah. And I think that's what parents have to remind themselves. Again, it's hard because you get frustrated and impatient yourself. But if you just step back and think, like, okay, I don't want to teach my child that when they're angry, they should hit. Because
that's
this
right.
isn't me. You follow?
Yes.
So there are lapses, but
In terms of practices, kasi that's given, yeah. I mean, when we talk about disciplining a person, for me, it would really depend on, siguro I would base it on how my parents would raise me. My dad died really early at about 29, so I was left with my mom. And then on how she raised me as a single mom that time and how I am right now as an independent person, I really appreciate that. In a point that that's also, like what you mentioned earlier, that's one thing that we want with our kids, that at the time that we're out of here in this world, they're fine and they can somehow be independent on their yes. own. But at the same time, when we're talking about this type of discipline, like we were talking about hitting and all, it's really more on siguro for them to feel a little taste of pain. Not, I mean, kasi baka naman they would exaggerate that, okay, hit as in bug-bug or what, diba? But at the same time, when you're having fun too much fun, and then there's a time that you have to be somehow be, your attention needs to be called. It's a way of doing.
Bringing them back.
Exactly.
Yeah. I totally follow. Uh-huh. And in, like you said, in teaching your child how to survive on their own, you do have a point. You also have to teach them the hardships.
They do.
And better also, I guess, if it comes from you first, then it comes from someone else. And then they come to you, and then you're going to be mad because at that someone else, and you're going to want to protect them. But if you kind of train them.
One thing that with the past happenings in my life, of course, one thing that I, in terms of how siguro I changed the way or the relationship with my son, lalo na dun sa eldest, is more of like I became human to him. I scrapped everything to the point that, okay, I'm not like your so much idol that one day I want to be like my dad, something like that. Diba? Because your dad is not perfect. Like what you're saying, Ganyan, that I'm not perfect and all, nobody's perfect. At the same time, making mistakes and owning it, that's something that right now I really teach him a lot.
Yeah.
In a matter of openness. I mean, it really would depend on ano eh. On the age.
Yeah,
of
I was
the
gonna
kid.
Say. Oh, I feel like it's more on. I feel like the secret. I mean, I'm still quite a new parent, but I feel like the big secret to parenting is to knowing how to act or how to parent them depending on their age.
Exactly.
So like you have to act appropriately to their age.
Exactly.
Like of course you're not gonna hit. A toddler, and if you're not going to shout at them because they're not going to understand, but when they're older and they can understand more and they do need to be brought back down to earth, that's the time
this
where
is
you
different
can
one.
Yeah, you can be more, you can use that authoritative tone.
Yeah,
but then when they're so small, like
you cannot
they're not
do anything
get
about
it.
Yeah, I mean there are things or instances that we see, diba, like if a kid is having a tantrum, and then if it's a father with a kid, and then yung bata is on the ground, they just let it be.
They just let them be,
because they don't really understand. If you try to pick them up, they won't understand. Why are you picking up? Whatever you do to her or to him, they won't understand.
Yeah.
Like, okay, as small as, okay, calm down. And what are you doing? Everything that you do to them, that's the sentence that will come out of their mouth. What are you doing? Because nobody understands.
Yeah, that's true.
And nobody can explain it to them.
It's true.
And I think one thing that I might take away here in this discussion with you for this afternoon is more of like the peace. You have, as early as the kids, the toddlers, somehow that's also a place, I would say, that you have to teach the kids as well to find their peace as early as possible. Because if they know that simple foundation, and that's the very, I think that is one of the most critical portions of it. I mean, my relationship with my eldest right now, I would say that's at my very best right now, is because during the foundation years, he was guided all throughout.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that right now that he's like, what, 15? High school, already starting with crushes and all, I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
I don't have to remind him like what most parents would do, like, oh, hinay-hinay lang ah, or something like that when you talk about starting with crushes, diba?
Yeah.
Because I'm not worried at all, because I know that, okay.
You trust your parenting.
Yes. You know your limits right now.
Yes.
Diba? If I put pressure on you, the more you would question to them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I like that. I like that, like, you trust yourself as a parent and how you parented him. And that's what I'd want also for myself down the road, is to be like, okay, I don't need to worry because I trust how I parented my child and I trust my child.
Exactly.
And I think
also... Despite the time, you still have a life.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. And I think at this age, for like my kids, my eldest being 18 months, yes. I feel like right now, when, like you said, teaching them that peace is like making sure that they feel secure and confident no matter what. And I guess when he does have these tantrums, I should make him feel secure in that you can express yourself and you should be confident to express yourself this way right now, opposed to like trying to shut him down where he won't understand.
Because I'm seeing kids like when parents talk to them, like when they already calm down, oh, what happened? I don't know.
That's what they'll say.
And it's really about, okay, if you're feeling something like this, you can draw. You can do this. And then the expression of the feeling that's undefined is channeled to a different one.
Yeah.
It's another outlet.
Old have you witnessed parents who do this? Like, how old's the kid?
Toddlers.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, like, mga 4.
Mga 4.
When they understand a bit more. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I also think...
But with your kid, why you don't ask?
I think he's testing the waters, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's trying to see, like, if he has this breakdown, am I going to give him what he wants?
Yes.
Like, if he has this breakdown, am I going to stop breastfeeding his sister and breastfeed him, even though he doesn't need it, because he eats and has another...
Source of food.
Source of, yeah, milk. So, like... You know, I try to also read him, like, is this a real tantrum or is this him being sleepy or is he, like, just there testing the waters? I guess reading your child is also really important, knowing, like, how, where they are in their own life and in their own growth.
And how present you are during those growth years.
Yeah. I guess that's another takeaway, is being present, right? That's what I keep repeating, and... I feel like that's like also the key, is just to make sure that there's no emotion that's taking you away from being in that moment.
Physically present is one thing, but being present to them, that they know that you are there.
Yeah.
Is another
thing. With no judgment.
With no judgment.
Yeah, no anger.
Yes. I mean, for example, if your kid is gay as early as possible, like it's more of like mind conditioning.
Yeah.
Before when I was a kid, when this topic like gay is being discussed, na parang, oh, ano ka ba? Bading ka ba? Ganyan, na parang you are judged agad eh. But right now when I talk, like, for example, to niece or nephew, na oh, ano ba? It's okay. It's fine. It's different right now eh. Diba? You give them that security that I won't be judged. I won't be judged. If I come out this early, I won't be judged.
Yeah.
Right? If they're kids, they don't really know how it's defined, right?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
As early as like, I don't know if I'm like that, but I like this, which is very different from what the norms is saying, right? So something like that. But I think in terms of this episode, in terms of the child discipline, it's really on, it depends on the age.
Depends on the age.
It depends on the age. Agreed. Of who you are disciplining.
Yes.
I mean, at the time that I'm like 50 or 60, then my kids is about parents as well, like, what, 20, 30, something like that. How do you discipline that? It's still part of child disciplining, right?
Yeah, it's still your much sense.
They're still their kids, and it's a different way.
That makes so much sense. They're old now. You're like coaching them on how to be parents.
Because we always think about child discipline like the kids, the little ones.
The little
but
ones.
How, for example, like us, we're at this stage where in parents na tayo, we have our parents there.
Yeah.
Ako, I would say I'm at my best relationship with my mom right now.
Same. When I became a parent.
Before, dating kasi stage na parang, okay, I don't want to talk to this person.
I wouldn't even call them. I call them once every 6 months.
But right now, di ba, parang...
I call them every day.
And they also adjust. I think that's what I'm seeing also. They accept the role of who they are right now in your life, and they're happy with
it. Then they just support the way they can. That's a great observation.
And that's also what I'm planning to do when I get
there. Yeah, that point. I didn't think of that.
Because rather than, for example, tatampo tayo when you get old na, oh, you don't call me at all. You think your kids don't really think about you, di ba?
Yeah.
It's not like that. They're just busy with their life.
And
also,
then they're going to come back. Like, I'm telling you, I would call my parents once every 3 months. And then as soon as I got pregnant with Kino, I have not stopped calling them every day, sometimes twice a day. Sometimes I'm on the phone with my mom while I'm taking a shower. And she's like, why don't you just shower? I'm like, no, I want to talk to you. And so now it's such a different dynamic compared to before. And I guess it's what you're going through in your life is going to...
That's right.
Also dictate like their involvement in your life and how much you want them to be involved. But I think some things you can't help, like when you become a parent yourself, who do you turn to? You turn to your parents typically you turn to your parents or that parental figure in your life to guide you. Yeah, that's such a good point.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining me this episode.
I
mean, it's really a good conversation. I mean, I prepared for this. Like, okay, we were talking pa weeks and all, and then right now it's happening, and it's something that I know it's going to be a good conversation.
Yes.
Really something like, you know, man, insight from two people that are experiencing it right now.
Yes.
So sometimes these things that you don't get to hear every day, these are the topics that we really want to discuss here in No Gaslighting and then you. Where can I follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Katarina Rodri, KatarinaRodri.
Yun pa rin,
ah. Yeah, medyo mahaba. Yeah, same. And then on all social platforms, it's the same.
Alam mo, natutuwa ako, medyo nagtatagalog ka na.
Compared to before.
Oo, at saka medyo mas diretso na yung Tagalog mo right now.
Well, kailangan talaga, nandito ako ilang years na, diba? 10 years. When you first met me, zero Tagalog.
Oo.
Parang zero Tagalog, no?
Ang sabi ko nun, shucks, shit, kailangan may bawan ako English dito. Anyway,
thank you.
The new you, we have the Video Music Awards happening this May. Voting is on the website. It's www.thenewph.com. It's what you're seeing on the television here right now. This is the last one we did last year. But the voting page is here at the headline, so just go check it out. Vote for your favorite artist. It's until March 31, so you can check the website www.thenewph.com. Socials, it's the new UPH, and will always be No Gaslighting, straightforward, and the way we know best, only in black and white. Have a good night.
Bye.